Hey, listeners, it's Eat Wheat Matt here. I'm joined by world-renowned geographer Fall West Andrew.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for having me.
Since you lived in Croatia for 37 years, 4 months, 16 days, 13 hours, 27 minutes, and 53 seconds, tell us what you know about Croatia.
Okay, so when I lived there, I was able to see so many beautiful sights. So we can start with the physical geography. Croatia is one of the coastal countries in Europe. It has a land area of 34,780 square miles. It has 380 square miles of water area and a population of 4,313,707 people. The population density is 77 people per square mile. And their most popular city is the capital, Zagreb.
Man, you know so much. What kind of landforms are there?
Although Croatia can't compare to the size of other countries, it has a wide variety of landforms. It's mostly flat, fertile plains in the north with low mountains and highlands in the coast. Some of the mountain ranges are the Dinaric Alps, the Velebit Mountains, and the Velika Kapila Mountains. It has a lot of lakes and rivers, such as the country's biggest lake, Lake Verna, that extends for 12 square miles.
Since there are fertile flatlands, what kind of crops are grown there?
The majority of the crops grown in Croatia are sown by cereal, which makes up 67% of all the crops grown in the country. And some of the other crops are oil seeds, forage crops, sugar beet, and vegetables.
Welcome back, everyone. With all those crops, what kind of climate is in Croatia? It must be nice there.
So typically, Croatia is divided into three climate zones: the Pannonian Plains, Central Croatia, and the Adriatic Coast. The Pannonian Plains is a lowland with cold winters and hot summers. Central Croatia consists of mountainous regions with lots of large forests, and the Adriatic Coast has cool, rainy winters and hot, dry summers.
Since the weather there is decent, what do you think about tourism? What are some popular spots to visit?
So in my opinion, the best place that you can go to visit are the old town walls in Dubrovnik. Every year, people go there to see the medieval walls that surround the city, and they date all the way back to the 7th century. From on top of the walls, you can see the fortresses, towers, cannons, and enjoy the view of the city that sits below it. As well as Dubrovnik, many tourists choose to visit Dioscelides' place in Split, Croatia. It was built by a Roman emperor around 300 AD, and at one point, it was built to house the military and has a floor space of around 30,000 square meters. Lastly, lots of people choose to visit Hvar town, one of the many the Malatin Islands in Croatia. The city dates all the way back to 1420 AD, and it is overlooked by a 16th century cathedral.
What type of people live in Croatia with all those places? I'm sure it's very diverse. Where are most from?
The majority of the population is native to Croatia, although there are some minorities such as Serbs and Hungarians. The vast majority of people in the country are Roman Catholic, which plays a major role in the society of the country. As well as being very religious, the Croats are extremely proud of their heritage and culture and enjoy being very family-oriented and are very formal and reserved.
Since we are coming to the end of this Wheat Experience episode, what are some final fun facts you could tell us about Croatia?
Okay, so first, Croatia is home to the smallest town in the world. It's estimated that it has a population of somewhere between 17 and 23 people. It's located in the northwestern corner of the country and is named Hum.
Really? How is that even considered a town?
Well, technically, a town just has to have an urban area with a name, defined boundaries, and a local government, and it fits all of those.
What an interesting fact. Do you have any more?
I sure do. Did you know that a person from Croatia has the Guinness Book of World Record for the largest white truffle ever found? A white truffle is an underground fungus that's eaten in Europe as a delicacy. When they found it, it weighed 2 pounds, 8 ounces.
Would it eat me, though?
No. Fungi feed on the remains of dead plants and animals. They also don't have a mouth or any teeth.
Awesome. I'll be safe, then. Can we have one more fun fact?
Sure. One last fact is that the people of Croatia get an average of about 2,715 hours of sunlight per year. And this might not sound like a lot, but that's more sunlight than the people of Sydney, Australia get yearly.
Just for a comparison, what is the average sunlight for the U.S.?
The U.S. gets somewhere around 2,200 hours of sunlight per year.
Wow, okay. So they do get a lot of sunlight. I thought the U.S. would have more than that.
Well, there are some states in the U.S. that get more sunlight annually, like Nevada, which gets about 3,600 hours of sunlight yearly. That comes down to 42% of the entire year being summer.
That's crazy. But since we are coming to the end of the show, the microphone is yours. You can tell us about any projects you're working on or fundraisers you are partnered with or working on.
One of the major problems that people are facing is the ability to get medical care for a payable price for the average person. Many people in Croatia have low wages and they can't afford to pay for the health care. They say that health care is only for the rich people. You can visit www.savecroatiashealth.com to donate to help those in need of affordable health care.
Okay, everyone, you heard them. Thanks for joining me on this episode of The Weed Experience.
Thanks for having me.